Come on, Anita, she scolds. You can't lie around all day. Who do you think you are, the Queen of Sheba? Queen of the walk-in closet is more like it. July 3rd, 1961, Monday night. The little Marias gave us such a scare this afternoon. Tia Mari was out doing grocery shopping at Wimpy's, and she must have thought she locked up her bedroom door as usual, but she hadn't. Mommy and I were in the walk-in closet with the door open for some ventilation and light, playing concentration, being quiet but not especially careful, when suddenly we heard the little girls coming into the bedroom. "Mommy's going to be mad," one of them was saying. I couldn't tell which one. "She is not," said another. "She won't even know." Then there were sounds of opening drawers and giggles, and one of them saying, "You put on too much." They were at the vanity trying on the lipsticks and perfumes, which I've done in my own mommy's bedroom countless times. "Look what you did! You spilled it!" Then one of them said, "Let's go see mommy's bear," which is the way they refer to their mother's fur coat hanging in this closet. Mommy and I froze. Our concentration game was spread out on the floor. We had no time to pick it up or cross over to the bathroom closets, so we just backed in among the clothes. Suddenly, we heard someone else coming into the room. "What are you girls doing? You know you're not supposed to be in here." It was Oscar. I hadn't heard his voice in so long. It sounded deeper, more like a man's voice than a boy's. The little girl scrambled off, but curious Oscar stayed on, looking around. Soon the steps came around the corner and into the narrow hall.